Blog Talk Radio.
You are now entering the BYGP locker room with your host, Coach Terrence Wood. Let's go.
Terrence Wood in the BYGP locker room. For those that are joining us for the very first time, Before You Go Pro is a company that is focused on training young aspiring football players from a mental, moral, and social standpoint. And tonight's guest is somebody that we always enjoy having on our program. This is somebody that is a dear friend of mine, former teammate of mine at the University of Colorado. This is somebody that I look at as a brother, and he is currently doing big time things as a college football coach at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. He's been at the University of Montana, and also Miami of Ohio, coached at the high school level. So this is somebody that is definitely bought into being a coach, somebody that is definitely bought into helping young men and grooming young men. That's none other than Coach Cedric Cormier. Say, can you hear us tonight, big dog?
Yep, T, I got you loud and clear, man. Great stuff. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, as always, it's a pleasure, and I know you're hustling, and you're probably on the road, so we won't keep you too long, but we definitely appreciate the time. Speaking of that, are you on the road, or are you in Vegas?
Actually, I just landed in Vegas. I did my last day of spring recruiting. We each get about 18 to 20 days, in the springtime that we need to knock out to go evaluate guys, and I just finished up today my flight. That's what, it's 5 o'clock, a little after 5 now. My flight landed here by 3:15.
Wow, so finally a chance to exhale and get with the family. Was it successful hunting?
Right now we're in the evaluation phase. You know, technically we can't really talk to the players right now. So right now you're just it's more of evaluation, talking to the coaches, getting with the counselors on trying to get their transcripts, talking to coaches about their work ethic, just trying to get to know the kid more so, because right now all we know is the kid from the film, from his huddle highlights. Now when we're out in the spring, we're actually trying to find out more about the kid's intangibles and just trying to ask questions and just, you know, kind of dot the I's and cross the T's.
Well said right there, and I do want to get to the recruiting side of that, but we'll loop back around to that. I did want to start off the show, Cedric, with just your thoughts and your feelings on what football has meant to you. I know that you started playing at a very young age. Obviously, you were able to go to college with a football scholarship. You even got picked up by the Tennessee Titans after college. But that's just one side of things. Can you give the listeners just a little view of what football has meant to you?
Well, football and sports in general to me has meant everything. It's taught me about time management. It's taught me about hard work. It's taught me about communicating. It's taught me to finish things, finish what you start. And I mean, I can go on and on about what football is and that. Football and sports in general have taught me, and now as I've grown older, football is now gave me this platform to become a more of a mentor and a coach and a father figure, uncle figure, however you want to view it, an adult person for a lot of young guys to look up to.
Definitely. And as far as the recruiting, I mean, obviously you just mentioned that you just came off the road. Is there a particular aspect of the recruiting that you do like?
Well, the thing that I enjoy the most, I really, really enjoy the home visit. I really, really enjoy getting into someone's home and really, really getting a good feel for who they are and how they came up. You know, and just try to get their background story. You know, we get the guys and they're 18, 19 years old, you know, but we want to kind of know how their first 10, 18 years went in their life. So you can kind of get a feel for how the kid is and how he may react into time. I really enjoy home visits.
In your opinion, Coach, what's what makes a good recruiter? Obviously, we hear about certain recruiters from certain schools, you know, T. Martin up at USC. What makes a good recruiter?
I think the main thing is just being a good communicator, just being a great communicator. I think that's what makes the best recruiters, guys that communicate the best. You know, and they sit there and they have active conversations with the athletes and their families, and they're always accessible.
Great point right there. And now things are moving up with the recruiting process. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys can start having juniors come on official visits now, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now the rule just got passed just this January, but I think in January. Now juniors can start coming on recruiting visits in the springtime. I know of a lot of schools that I ran into while I was on the road recruiting, doing our spring recruiting. There were guys that were on the road from Monday to Thursday on the road evaluating guys, and then Friday they had to fly back to get ready for recruiting weekend. So it's new, you know. It's kind of what we do in December and January, but now none of the guys are doing it now before a guy even becomes a senior.
Obviously, you were heavily recruited out of Texas, out of the Houston area. Shout out to North Shore High School. But you had pretty much any school that you wanted on your menu. Do you think an earlier recruiting period would have helped you, or do you look at that as maybe a negative for a highly recruited kid?
Well, I think sometimes, you know, it just depends on the kid, you know, whether he's highly recruited or just has one offer. It really kind of depends on the kid. You know, some guys enjoy being recruited. You know, that's just that's the nature of it. You know, I mean, some guys love the recruiting process. So a lot of high school guys, they love the fame part of it, you know, so to say. And some guys just want to get it done with. You know, they just want to concentrate on their senior year. You know what I mean? See, they kind of just want to get going on their senior year, want to get recruiting out of the way and focus in on their goals on their team goals. So, you know, it just really depends on the kid, you know, kind of the kid and his family. If he feels it's the right fit, then go ahead and go through the whole recruiting process early. Or some guys say, you know, I'm going to wait till after my season. So it just depends on how the kid is.
That's a great point, because I could see a kid, you know, maybe his dream school or his father or his brother went to that school and he already knows that's where he wants to go, so just get it over with. So that makes perfect sense. You know, obviously we work with kids, Coach, from across the country, and, you know, some of them don't know too much about UNLV football or maybe about the Mountain West Conference. Can you tell our listeners what makes the Mountain West Conference special?
The Mountain West, and if you guys that go back far enough, remember the conference being called the WAC. It's
yep.
Always in history, throughout history, since I remember watching football in the early 80s, this conference has always been exciting. It's always been an offensive conference, so to say. You know, guys going to score a lot of points. I know a lot of defense guys don't want to hear that, but it's always been a conference where guys score a lot of points. It's an exciting brand of football. A lot of times, you're gonna play on the odd nights. You know, we have Thursday night games. We'll play a Friday night game. You know, or sometimes we're that last game on Saturday night. So we get a distinct. You know, we get a lot of purity. You know, a lot of pure fans watch our football games. You know, so in the, and it, you know, and it's an exciting brand. You know, I mean, it's always going to be up and down. I mean, you look over the years of the guys that have come through this conference. I mean, you look at the Hall of Fame last year. You look at LaDainian Tomlinson. He was in the WAC, which ended up becoming the Mountain West. I mean, that's a Hall of Fame guy came out of this conference. Or you look at Derek Carr with the Raiders right now. He was the Fresno State guy. He came out of this guy. That was a top 10. You know, he was a first round pick. You know, so those are two examples I thought of just right now. But I mean, there's, I could go on and on about this conference. I mean, you know, you look at a guy that came through here one time, had a team that had a great run was TCU about, what, 7 years back. They won the Mountain West and went on and won the Rose Bowl. So this is a good conference. I mean, it's always going to be exciting. You know, year to year, you don't know who's going to win. I mean, you look at what Fresno State did last year. They ended up playing, for the Mountain West Championship game. The year before, they only had one win. So that just kind of show you, you know, when you get a good group of guys that want to work hard, you know, you just never know kind of how to go in this conference.
That's a great point. It seems like every year it's up for grabs, and very, very talented teams in the Mountain West. You have to play BYU, a bunch of good teams. So let me talk to you a little bit about what's going on with all of the most. Every time I look at my Twitter or my Instagram, said we see that you guys have something new with your facilities or your stadium. Can you talk to us a little bit about the renovations or the upgrades at UNLV?
Well, it's right now, I know, and it's been a work in progress. Through the Coach Sanchez has been done a great job of going out and fundraising, a great job of getting people behind us to support us. Right now we have the Fertitta Football Complex, and it's a pretty cool site. I landed today and was walking into the office, and the tractors were out there, and it's a lot of the dirt's moving. So that football facility is getting built. I mean, it's been a long time coming, but it's going. You can see it. I mean, it's gonna be able to match anyone out west. You know, I firmly believe that it's gonna be a big time facility that's gonna really just give all our players and our coaches and our support staff all the resources we need. I mean, it's gonna have all the bells and whistles that teams have these days. About 5 miles away, give or take 5 miles away from campus, there's a big time $1 billion stadium being built that we're gonna share with the future Las Vegas Raiders. So that's another big deal. I mean, so our guys are gonna be in a new brand new facility here next January, and then a year from then, about a year and a half from then, that point, they'll be able to run out our the first game will be versus Cal, running out and in the brand new stadium that we're gonna be sharing with the Raiders.
Wow, so there is some huge momentum with the program. I know you guys kick off with USC this year, and you had the freshman of the year last year with your quarterback. So just some good momentum. For those that are just joining us, we're in the BYGP locker room. I'm your host, Coach Terrence Wood. We have been blessed with the presence of Coach Cedric Cormier. He is the wide receiver coach and recruiting coordinator at UNLV, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Talk to me a little bit, Ced, about what type of guy Coach Sanchez is. He's going into, I believe, his third year as the head man at UNLV. Is it third year or fourth year?
He's going to his fourth year.
Okay, fourth year. Can you explain maybe for some of our young men that may consider UNLV one day what type of coach he is?
Well, first thing first, Coach Sanchez is a very, very, very competitive guy. Coach Sanchez wants to win, and he that's the first thing first. He loves winning. I mean, that's why I think he's been here so well in Vegas. Obviously, everyone loves a winner in Vegas. And he's a high-energy guy, really, really cares about your well-being. He really does, you know, about you and your future. He's going to push you. He's going to put his big deal is when he's recruiting you, when he's talking to you, it's not about 4 years you're going to be here. He's trying to prepare you for the next 40 years of life, you know. So he's big about that, getting into the athletes' lives. And he wants guys that want to be great, you know. I mean, that's what he wants. He wants to be around winners. And I mean, that's what he's all about. He's a high energy guy. But he's also a very good communicator, a guy that you can easily talk to about anything that's going on in your life.
Great point right there. And we have roughly 10 more minutes here with Coach Cedric Cormier, and appreciate your time again, Ced. Talk to us a little bit about the off-the-field issues that some of the kids are having. Do you think that that's on the colleges or on the parents or on the high schools to help figure that problem out?
I think it's everyone. I think it's a group effort. You know, I mean, it's – you know, and as some of the guys that are getting in trouble, you know, I mean, sometimes it's when it's a group of guys, it's one guy not stepping up and being a leader, you know, or one guy being a follower.
Great point.
You know,
and
that's just kind of what it becomes, you know, guys, like one guy, who's going to be the one to step up and say, no, we're not doing that, you know. So when it's a group deal, now as far as, you know, guys making individual mistakes, I mean, it's a group effort. You know, everyone's got to be on the same page. Everyone's got to, you know, and at this day and age, that's why you see so many colleges getting so many other support staff members and guys that can be there for these guys, because it's a lot. I mean, we ask a lot out of these athletes at this age, and we expect a lot, you know. So, I mean, that's just kind of the way it goes this day in college athletics.
Well, I appreciate your honesty, because, you know, sometimes maybe a coach will sugarcoat that. But, for example, the young man we just mentioned, your quarterback, there's a lot on him. There's probably more on him at 19 or 20 than most adults in Vegas. So that's a great point. Talk to me about what you think a summer should look like for a potential Division I recruit or Division II recruit. What should their summer look like this summer?
Well, obviously for a person that's trying to get recruited, the first thing the thing they can't lose sight of, before I go on about, you know, outside avenues, don't lose sight on the most important game or most important snap you'll take is with your team, with your current high school team in the fall. You know,
great
so
point.
That's to me. So you always want to be, you know, you have full obligations to your team. You know, be a team first person. You know, so if your teams, you don't want to miss, you know, you don't want to miss workouts. You know, if you guys, you're a skilled guy and they're doing 7-on-7s, you want to be a guy that's there every. You don't want to miss a 7-on-7. You know, because you're going and doing outside things. In my opinion, now, that's the first and foremost. Another thing that you want to make sure you get as visible as possible with colleges. So where that means going to camps, getting out and going and being seen and going to the right camps. Go to a camp where go somewhere where you're being recruited, you know, and go out there. And I would get out there and compete. Just keep competing. That's the whole thing, is competing, and then don't lose sight on your high school team.
I love it. That is great advice. Hopefully you young men listening are really paying attention to what Coach is talking about right there. Now, as far as, you know, the parents, every once in a while, parents will say, hey, I really like UNLV, but I don't know about my kid going to Vegas. What would you say to a parent that might have some concerns about that?
It depends on it has a lot to do. And our whole deal, and I've been in the team now going on my ninth season. And,
wow.
And the thing that we, you know, and I've gotten accustomed, it really depends on the kid, you know. And if you want to find trouble, you can find trouble. You know what I mean? There's plenty of small towns, and you can get in trouble in the smallest town, or you can get in trouble in a big metropolitan city like we're in, you know. So if you want to find trouble, you'll get in trouble. You know what I mean? So it really depends on the kid and making the right decisions.
Yes, and some young men don't need to go too far from home or to certain cities. So that's well said right there. Now, you just got off the road from recruiting, and we've got a couple more questions here. We don't want to keep you long. But one of the questions I definitely wanted to ask was, obviously you're looking for athletic talent, but what's one of the biggest traits that stands out to you outside of athletic talent?
Competitiveness. A person that competes. you know, just a person that's going to compete and has great body language, you know, while he's competing, he or she is competing. I mean, that's just that's the thing I'm always looking for, a person that's going to compete no matter what's going on. You know, they're going to be in a team first person. You know, you can't win with guys that are selfish. You know, and if you're a receiver and you're not getting the ball, I want to see a guy that's just as excited for a teammate getting the ball than he is. Or, you know, if you're out there, you're not getting the ball, I want to see you chasing that ball and going to make the big time block to spring the running back. Or if you're a defensive lineman and you're supposed to take your gap, you take your gap. You know, so guys that are team first guys and guys that are just competitive, guys that want to compete at all costs.
What do you want to see on somebody's huddle film, and how long should it be?
Huddle films vary. You know, it depends how many highlights you have. You know, I mean, and that's just the way we look at it. You know, if it's some guys' highlights can go a long time because they're making a lot of big plays. Some guys got to squeeze them. You know, you got to squeeze it there a little bit. But it just really depends on the highlight. You know, I mean, obviously just a. Because you're my boy, T, I tell everyone, those first about 10 clips, let's make sure those are your best.
Gotcha. And that is exactly what we tell our athletes. Now, we are fortunate enough to obviously have your time tonight, but you have graced some of our athletes with an opportunity to be UNLV running Rebels, and special shouts out to the Aaron Criswells of the world and the King James of the world and Bailey Costin. A couple of our kids are going the walk-on route. Does UNLV give a serious shot to their walk-ons, and is that something that you would consider to young men to maybe look at that route?
See, actually, right before we left was one of the coolest things we do. I mean, that we get a chance to see. We had two young men, totally out of the blue. Our last team meeting with two corners that Coach Sanchez put them up in front of the team, and the guys respecting them. I mean, very respectful guys that done a great job. They've been paying for school, paying their way here to grind with us, you know, grind with their brothers. And Coach Sanchez put both those guys on scholarship, and just to see their emotion, you know, those guys tearing up. And then we also had a defensive lineman in April, a local kid that, I mean, he works a night shift and then comes and plays on practice with us in the morning and then goes back to class, then works another night shift, you know, out here in Vegas. We put him on scholarship, and the team just went crazy. So, I mean, you know, so that's something we definitely take value with. You know, T, I mean, you know, you and I both, our head coach that recruited us out of high school was a walk-on, Coach Rick Neuhauser. You know, so it's a numbers game, but it's not an ability and a determination game.
Wow, that's a great story right there. And I know that was probably very emotional for that young man and his family. I want to leave you with this, Ed. And once again, thank you so much for your time. And so excited about this upcoming season for you guys. But I want to leave you with this question. You had big expectations coming out of high school, out of Houston, and you went to the University of Colorado. Now, looking back, and knowing what you know now, is there anything off the field that you wish you would have done differently, or you wish you would have took advantage of that you didn't?
The thing, as far as the football wise and the whole student athlete deal, the one, you know, and I'm not a person with regrets, but the one thing I wish I would have done a little bit more, I wish I would have done a little bit more outside of football, as far as in the community. You know, really, really getting out and doing some stuff in the school system out there. You know, I mean, and I remember getting those notices and, hey, they got Buff's reading program. Go read to the kids. And, you know, I wouldn't go. You know, and I regret that. You know, just kind of been able to really, really put myself out there is outside of football. You know, outside the helmet being on, being known as a regular person. So that's a lot of the connections I could have made right there. You know, I mean, it's a lot of great people that have come through CU and they're still living in Boulder that I never really got a chance to know because I didn't really get myself out there.
Great point right there. And I know that some of you young men are listening right now. You really got to pay attention to what Coach just said there. Get out there, make those connections, network, people want to meet football players. Take advantage of it. So great advice as always. I didn't want to keep you long tonight. I didn't even know that you just flew in today. So thank you so much for your time, Coach Cormier.
No, no problem, T. Anytime, man. Keep up the good work.
I appreciate it. You have a good one, and we'll be in contact.
All right, T.
All right, so there you guys have it. That is Coach Cedric Cormier, very dear friend of mine. That is a brother to me, and now he is an up-and-coming, big-time college coach. I know they love him at UNLV, but it is not going to be long before you see him in the Pac-12 or SEC or Big 12 as an offensive coordinator or maybe even a head coach one day. So you guys, I know you got a lot out of tonight's show. Sometimes we don't hear everything the very first time. So take a chance to listen to it two or three times, because he gave you some key nuggets of advice that you can take to the bank as far as trying to cash in and get your scholarship offer or take your game to the next level if you already do have that scholarship offer. A couple things that I wrote down as Coach Cormier was talking was he's looking for team type people. He's looking for body language, your body language. Even if you mess a play up or if you give up a touchdown, you know, they're looking to see how you respond. They're looking to see your body language. So be mindful of that. And who is somebody that always competes? He just said he gave two scholarships to walk on players because they compete and everybody loves them in the locker room. So once again, listen to this show again, share it with your friends, because there is some key tips that you guys can take to the bank. So once again, I am your host, Coach Terrence Wood, and I am signing off for Before You Go Pro and the rest of the Before You Go Pro team. Hopefully you guys got a lot out of tonight's show. Please go to our website at www.beforeyougopro.com. Check out the archives. We've got plenty of great guests that we've had on our show that I know can help you along your journey. And then also remember, we are not just a podcast. We don't just do videos. We are also a mentoring company. We work with high school and junior college kids across the country, helping them get to college, helping them stay on track from a mental, moral, and social standpoint. We know what these college coaches want, and we train you and groom you to be the perfect fit for what they're looking for. So if you guys are interested, or you do know somebody who may be interested in our mentoring program, please reach out to us. Once again, it's www.beforeyougopro.com. I'm your host, Coach Terrence Wood. We will definitely see you at the top. Have a good one.